There is a signal broadcast every second of every day through our television sets. Even when the set is turned off, look around the environment we live in. Carbon dioxide, fluorocarbons, and methane have increased since 1958. Earth is being acclimatized. They are turning our atmosphere into their atmosphere. We are like a natural resource to them. Deplete the planet, move on to another. They want benign indifference. They want us drugged. We could be pets. We could be food. But all we really are is livestock.
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance.
I have come here to do two things, chew bubble gum and kick butt, and I am all out of bubble gum. Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Here it is, the ninth day. But that only gives us 12 days until the end of the world. Can we put up the doomsday clock when we get a chance to find it, boys? Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. Man, I tell you, the fear-mongering and all over the internet, I'm not even tracking it. And it's like guaranteed, you know, we will enter the galactic field. Planet X will kill us. It's all over. Zombie apocalypse. Dogs and cats living together. Wrath of God into the world type stuff. And I've seen stuff that'll turn you white, to quote Ghostbusters. And put that back up on screen for people watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, please. Yes, we have 11 days, because whoever puts this site up has decided it will happen in their time zone. 11 days, 13 hours, 9 minutes, 59, 58, 57. Ah! Run for the hills! Run for your lives. Ladies and gentlemen, we will talk a little bit about this later in the hour, and I'm going to shoot the special report on it. Watson and I, he recorded my points on this about a week and a half ago, and he's been so busy writing four or five breaking news stories a day. He's so prolific, many of which go nationally viral, that we have not put out my transcript yet with my points of why the world's not ending. But we're going to hijack all that fear and give people solutions to defeat the globalist and point out that there are real threats to the species that are more creeping, you could say. So we'll take all this false fear and turn it into solutions against the globalist. So we don't have long, though, Watson. We've got to put the article out. I think I'm going to call him during the break. He's probably still up, even though he's 6 hours ahead of us over in England. And I'm going to tell him, I'm going to crack the whip. It's not really cracking the whip. He's like, Alex, I know it's my idea to do this, but so many other stories breaking, Alex. But we're going to be discussing that. Okay, when I start my engines for real, you know, I do this little five-minute segment because some of our stations don't want to carry establishment propaganda news. So I've been doing this for 15 years of 17 years on air. We're going to do this little five-minute segment, the same clock I had back then. And we're going to come back and get into the big broadcast today. Look, I told you that the Republicans were going to capitulate on the fiscal cliff. And I'm going to explain exactly why. And then I'm going to get into some good news. Because McClatchy, LA Times, and others admitted that our government runs Al-Qaeda in Libya and now Syria. Well, the New York Times is now reporting on it. The toilet paper of record, Syrian rebels tied to Al-Qaeda play key role in war. And this came out Saturday, came out yesterday. Syria warns rebels may use chemical weapons. Yeah, there's video of it. And then blame it on them, Al-Qaeda. And Iran condemns U.S. nuclear test. Morrissey supporters urge fight for Islam. We'll look at the Middle East. Big news there, because that could kick off. It's a proxy war with Russia right now. Our troops are fighting Russian troops. Our troops are fighting with Al-Qaeda against the Syrian government and the Russians. And then we're also going to get into woman sentenced for a year in prison for having an Al-Qaeda magazine, which is put out by the globalist. Dallas Cowboys, one's dead, one's arrested. Are we going to ban cars? I mean, it's not their fault. It's the fault of the car. Bob Costas would say ban guns.
Will you fight? Strength against that? No! We will run!
And we will live. All right. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your beds many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us, my friends, on the ninth day of December 2012. We'll be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. I then return weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, blasting out on over 140 AM and FM stations, and it's much more than that now. I have to add them all up, probably over 150 in the last 2 weeks, 10 more adding at least, and also simulcasting on Global Shortwave, WWCR, audio streams at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and of course, did I mention on the Satellite 166 and many other systems as well. Okay, it was amazing. Before I get into the huge fiscal cliff news, the incredible Syria news, the economy news, exactly what I warned you of, what CNET News warned you of, what DrudgeReport.com warned you of, what Wired warned you about, what the Republicans warned you about. But the establishment media came out and said, no, there's no danger of that. There's nothing happening. China and Russia, and they've got the votes in the UN, are trying to basically, under this treaty Obama wants us to sign on to, take control of the internet with greater draconian censorship and control and taxation. And that's Reuters. China, Russia-China alliance wants greater government voice and internet oversight. They call it oversight. That's Reuters pushing this draconian control. And Politico, and it was out last week, making fun of people, saying, oh, the UN's going to get us, global government, and the space aliens are going to get us. That's what they do when you point out real things that are happening. Open global governance being established by unelected UN allied crime groups, and their response is, oh, the black helicopter's going to get me. The system is counting on you not paying attention. So we're going to get into that big news as well. But first off, a week ago, I set up one of the smartest people I know when it comes to health, or really period, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, because I've had a lot of medical doctors on, a lot of others, but Ben can really articulate it. And when I first interviewed Dr. Russell Blaylock, retired brain surgeon, medical doctor, I don't know, like 14 years ago or so, he was talking about Alzheimer's being caused by statin drugs, because your brain has to have these different cholesterols to make up the myelin in them. I mean, most of the solid part of the brain is cholesterol, and how it's causing a diabetes of the brain. And I also know that Dr. Wallach talked about that more than 15 years ago, interviewed him many times about it. But pharmacist Ben Fuchs can really break this down. Now, I set up Fuchs, I don't know, 4 or 5 days ago. I'm driving along last night, and I'm listening to Kenny Rohmeier on one of our local affiliates, 590 KLBJ. And he's got a couple of compounding pharmacists on. And he on the same show, they have doctors, medical doctors, you name it, on there all the time. But I'm listening only about 20 minutes because I was taking my kids somewhere. And I almost fell out of my chair because they were airing clips of mainstream newscast admitting that different types of healthy fats can reverse Alzheimer's. They were having a pharmacist on breaking it down, because I've known this for a long time, but the medical system doesn't want you to know. And it was just exciting to be driving along, and I got a guest coming on today on the very same station. And, you know, the day before, I'm listening to basically what I'm going to be telling you in the next hour. It's very exciting, because it really hit me this morning, stronger than ever, that I need to make this point. People see yours truly, Alex Jones, as radical because reality is radical. History is radical. Truth is stranger than fiction. It's been said by many a philosopher. I'm not the one that's radical. I see very clearly, very clearly. And I've never been arrogant about it, but 17 years on air, 19 years fighting corruption, making all these films, running a newsroom, doing all this, I've always underestimated my breakdown of things. I think it's important for people to understand something. Infowars.com and what we do with the radio show, the films, the nightly news, the news websites is changing the world right now. Is changing the world right now. And you, the listeners of this broadcast, and the incredible activism and citizen journalism that you're engaged in is changing the world right now. Now, I'm not saying we're all the change or even the majority of the change, but we're a big part of it. We're a big, big, big part of it. And that's a great responsibility as well. But it's also empowering because the things I talked about 10 years ago on quite a few affiliates, I mean, I've had as many as 100 affiliates before. They're always going up and down. You know, never 140 plus. And a lot of these are big stations down, you know, 50,000 waters in places like Bakersfield. I want to say hi to that station. In fact, I need to plug that station. I think this is the first day they're picking it up. And Chicago and Dallas and the list goes on and on. Tampa, New York. But now it's really hitting on all cylinders because so much of what I've talked about is coming true exactly as I said, because I was reading globalist white papers and MIT statements. I saw my old friend last Saturday when he was here in town, Joe Rogan, and he said, I got to say, he said this on video, that the interview's up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. He said, I used to hear you talk about all the secret arrest and false flags and all this stuff and thought you were crazy, and now it's all out in the open. Again, and I said, well, Joe, don't give me credit. I don't have a crystal ball. I'm not Gandalf here. I was going off what the globalists openly say because they're so arrogant. They're used to a public that's watching MTV and NFL and doesn't know what planet they're on. But across the board, I hear Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck and Michael Savage, because I monitor them occasionally, maybe once a month, each one of them, but listeners send me clips and things as well. They're saying things I was saying 10 years ago, word for word. Congressmen and women are saying things word for word. We are changing the nomenclature and the information that people even use semantically to pull up a map of things in their minds. It's huge. I can go anywhere in the country now, and it's not every 10th person that stops me and shakes my hand. It's almost every person. It's not just in Austin, Texas, where I've been on air since the beginning 17 years ago. I went on the hike and bike trail today to jog. Every person, and I went to a place where it wasn't busy. I probably only saw 25 people. Every person, from when I parked, I even start turning my head. Not that I don't want to talk to people, but I'm busy. I had to hurry and go run and then get up here and do the show, have a few hours to get ready. Walking up, I saw two different groups of people. They were listeners. Then I got up to the hill, went down into the Barton Creek Greenbelt, and every person I jogged by, hey, Alex Jones, hey, Alex Jones, hey, Alex Jones, hey, my wife really loves your show. And I mean, it was ridiculous. Every single person. Not half of them, not 80% of them, not 90% of them. And that's why it really hit me like a ton of bricks. Wow, we're really creating the talking points now for people. And that's why I'm being attacked by national media, alternative media, COINTELPRO, cognitive dissonance, grassroots. I'm being attacked by some very scary people who actually call for violence against the Federal Reserve and installations and don't get in trouble, like Hal Turner, who I said was an FBI operative, and later it came out in federal court he was. He attacked me every day, also called for violence on air. Anyone calling for violence on the air who isn't arrested within 48 hours is a federal operative, which means globalist operative. Side issue. So we need your prayers now more than ever because this broadcast has hit the zeitgeist in a hole-in-one. We're talking over the horizon, and I am just a weak vessel in this whole thing. I'm just the focus God's used, but I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a serious fight and chance to beat these globalists if we admit how much trouble we're in. That's the key.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, let's get into the fiscal cliff here. And I've talked about a lot of this in the past, but now we have new particulars. I want to say something here. If you're a new listener, I want to challenge you to go online and watch my film, The Obama Deception, released 4 years ago. That's a little under 2 hours long, about 40 million views online on Google Video, YouTube, and other places. The highest res copy has got about 13 million views on YouTube. Just type in The Obama Deception, sit back and, pop a favorite beverage and take notes, because everything is bibliographed, and you'll watch it and you'll go, was this made today? I predicted everything that happened with Obama with my expert researchers, like Dr. Tarpley and Gerald Celente and so many others. Willie Nelson's also in it, and Jesse Ventura and a lot of other people, Joe Rogan. But the point is, then 6 months later, I made Fall of the Republic just on the banking angle, okay? And I explained how they bring countries deeper into debt because the mega private six banks that launder all the drug money, run the corrupt private prisons, the whole nine yards, we show all the proof of that. This is how the world really works. They want collectivism. They want your country bankrupt. They want the maximum number of people on welfare and food stamps. We've gone from 25 million to 49 million in less than 4 years. Now they want to double it again. The same thing's been done in Brazil and in China and dozens of countries that have been collectivized. The Soviet bloc, East Germany, England. France, this is how they get you under their control. It's always, look, follow the money. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, the Bank of England, Bank of America, Wells Fargo. These are the private Federal Reserve shareholders. That's their holding company. They're mainly European banks that have captured the country. It's all interconnected, and they can create unlimited derivatives out of thin air. Okay? Now, expanding on that, if they create unlimited trillions, 1.5 quadrillion conservatively, how do they take control globally? They get their people into government because they control the fiat money, and then they have the government sign on to their derivatives. The U.S. derivatives, the Washington Post reports, is $644 trillion, and that number's a few years old. It's much bigger now. So our global share is a little over a third of 1.5 trillion, or right at a third, I guess, or 644 trillion. Now, is that the 16 trillion? You're being told you're bankrupt and too big to fail. Remember 2008, too big to fail, and then we were signed on to all that? That's what all the VAT and the carbon taxes and the Obama surcharge, 3.8%, and the 1.6 trillion increase, that's really 3 trillion increase. They've done this four times since 2008 in Europe. They've bailed out Greece three times. They're not bailing Greece out. Greece is just, there's too much welfare in Greece. Well, yeah, there is too much because it makes you dependent, but that's not why they're in debt. The Greece, Papandreou and all their people were all Goldman Sachs alumni. Goldman Sachs is the pilot group. They're not the heads. J.P. Morgan Chase is, but they're the Darth Vader to Emperor Palpatine. They're out, the top field general. And every country, they run all the operatives. MF Global, former Goldman Sachs head. It's the new appointed head of Italy, Monti, Goldman Sachs. Now, the new head of the Bank of England, Goldman Sachs, Goldman Sachs, Goldman Sachs, Goldman Sachs. So that's the inner gang that runs it. Now, let me ask you a question. Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and all these guys, they finance the Republican leadership, they finance the Democratic leadership, and they finance the Tories, and they finance the Labour Party in England. And they finance all the big parties in Europe and all the parties in Japan and all the big groups, and they loan the money to the big companies owned by communist Chinese generals that are in the communist Chinese Politburo. And they run the government of Australia, and they run the government of South Africa. Folks, they run it all. Because all they got to do is get their people in government and get their people to take the fiat currency and it's over. So this is why the Republicans come to the table and say, we want massive spending increases in corporate welfare, defense and stuff, a $400 billion cut in welfare when Obama already roughly doubled it in his 4 years, and a $990 billion tax up front and a $600 billion. By the way, I looked at those numbers and went and checked them with John Williams and Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of Treasury and Policy and others. I went and checked them. If they get rid of all of the exemption on your house, you know, your mortgage, it's more like another trillion two. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the Republicans bringing something that if Bill Clinton asked for tax increases like this, people laugh at him. Now, that's what they bring. Obama comes and wants double, but something even worse. You can read this in the Washington Post articles on the subject. I have a document cam right here. Well, I'll go over some of the headlines here in a moment. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. They said, look, give the president the power to raise, in fact, just type it into the search engine. President wants power to raise debt limit automatically. That gives the power of the purse that Congress has in the Constitution completely over to the presidency and the bureaucracy around him. That's called dictatorship. He already says the UN's the boss and gives the military orders. He already signs an order giving the UN control of the internet and tells Congress they can't read it. The president can't do that, folks. The president executes as the executive. The executive executes what the legislative, the lawmakers, create. Then the courts rule if the lawmakers' laws are constitutional as a check on them. But instead, we go the way of Rome. We go the way of the dictatorship. And this is big news because here it is. Republicans wave the white flag. Notice Obama is saying, I'm not compromising on anything. I'm not even going to give you a deal unless you just hand, look, no amount of money's okay. Give me the power to automatically raise the debt limit. Oh, man, when they do that, the bottom fell out. I mean, this is Adolf Hitler type stuff. And it's not even about Obama. Because puppets come and go. It's about the foreign banks that have done. They brag in major publications. I've read them on air. We have an article called Bankers Declare They've Conquered the U.S. and Europe with dozens of links and videos. They brag in Europe, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and others, that they have conquered Europe and are conquering the world through fraud. And that they're going to get $100 trillion every 5 years worldwide out of carbon taxes and VAT. Because you watch, once they get the fiscal cliff over, that's just some nebulous little term. So the public goes, oh, I know I don't want to go over a cliff. They talk to you like you're 3 years old. Just some branding term. There's a cliff. You don't want to go over it. These Republican leaders are all in there. Mitch McConnell, all of them. John McCain. John McCain wants to ban semi-auto firearms. He's in the Republican Party. These are the fake conservatives so that we can never change anything. So when we come back, I'm going to finish up on this, and I'm going to give you the toll-free number. I want your take on what I'm breaking down. I'm going to tell you where we go after the unlimited debt ceiling and why Obama's so arrogant. He says, nothing can stop me now. The number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. First-time callers, 877-789-ALEX. We'll be back. Stay with us. This is Key. We've been financially conquered.
We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You know, I literally come from nowhere in media. Just starting on Access Television 17 years ago, getting my break in radio less than a year later. But one reason I think I've been successful is because I am passionate. I mean, the reason I get excited and start tripping over my own words is I'm freaked out about hundreds of newspapers bragging we've been conquered by foreign banks, and I tune into Bloomberg on XM, and they're bragging about it, and how, don't worry, you know, investors know that are invested in the Federal Reserve banks, that no country's ever escaped it, and we will continue to raise taxes and transfer the money. I mean, they just admit it. I played news clips for you off Bloomberg and CNBC where they say, quote, we're slaves under global governance, we've been conquered by foreign banks, there's nothing we can do. They're now announcing it. over and over and over again. And then I've got the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL putting out attack pieces on me saying I'm insane. I'm talking about an imaginary world government run by megabanks. I can hold up the Associated Press with Wells Fargo and Wachovia, you know, caught laundering $376 billion in drug money and not getting in trouble. But still, I'm a conspiracy theorist. You know what? I figured out what a conspiracy theorist is. I guess if you're successful, know what you're talking about. People that are intimidated by that, they just say, oh, you're just a conspiracy theorist. Now, again, getting back to these articles, then to your phone calls and our special guest joining us the next hour. Republicans wave the white flag. There is the Washington Post. And there's literally dozens of articles. Guys, type in Republicans wave white flag and click news on NSA Google and show people. I mean, that's what they're calling it, waving the white flag. They said, okay, all right, we'll give you whatever you want, basically. But we've got a few extremists in the House that may not go along with it. That's how this is being spun now. And we are talking about the end of this country. The globalists want to maneuver us into total bankruptcy, just like the euro was set up to bring in those nations, countries, you know, the subgroups, and then bankrupt them, and they bragged about it. Yeah, there it is. Republicans wave the white flag. Rapid City Journal says there's 5,521 news sources saying wave the white flag. Arkansas City Traveler, Republicans wave the white flag. Think that's being announced? 5,000-plus newspapers are announcing this weekend that Republicans are waving the white flag. You think somebody wants that message out there? Let's go over a few other headlines. I said dozens. I've read dozens. Dozens this weekend saying it. There's only 5,000 actual articles. So you thought I was exaggerating? You know, I was underestimating. I'm sorry, 5,000 articles saying that, not 12. Republicans wave the white flag. Washington Post. It's nothing but a power play. Washington Post. Republicans losing blame game on fiscal cliff. Washington Post. I'm just going with the Washington Post here. White House Republicans may thwart a fiscal cliff deal. See, it's all their fault because they won't give the president the power of the purse. And then Boehner is getting in trouble with DeMint because DeMint, you know, is pointing out it's going to totally bankrupt us along with Senator Paul. And the answer, now Boehner comes out and goes, yeah, I'll get tough. Boehner is a protege of a total globalist named Newt Gingrich. And you Republicans go, I like Newt Gingrich. He's conservative. The guy wrote books calling for world government and the abolition of the family and everyone being implanted with microchips. And if you're a new listener, he wrote forewords to books saying that. Alvin and Heidi Toffler's books. Just type in to a search engine, Newt Gingrich advocated world government, before you go, what? Yeah, the guy's a monster. That's why they put him in there as a rhino to control you people. Hey, you like to just lose? You like seeing socialism and communism come to America run by offshore banks that are exempt? Here's the big message. If you want it to stop, you're going to have to admit that the conspiracy theorists were right. You're going to have to admit we're in deep trouble. If you won't do that, it's over. It's like going to the doctor and they say, you got liver disease, you got to quit drinking or you're going to die. And you don't quit drinking, you end up dying. It's the same deal. It's like telling a heroin addict, you're up to, you know, a huge dose a day, you're going to end up ODing, stop. A lot of them die, they can't stop. Listen, folks, you're going to have to get as smart about politics and the world as you are about football. Or as smart as you are about picking a mutual fund to invest in. You're going to have to decide that you need to be involved. So many men I know that are executives and successful think it's stupid to be involved in anything but making money. You're not going to keep the money and the property, you idiots. It was freedom that produced all this wealth. And when we lose the freedom, you're going to lose all the wealth. You're going to lose something worse than that. You're going to lose your dignity and control of your own life. Because these globalists are scientific social engineers who are nasty. And if you don't know about Agenda 21, you better find out. I've been exposing it for 17 years. Boehner, Obama wants to slow walk talks, waste another week. Yeah, he's going to shut down the government and not deliver the welfare check money. And he's going to be given, guess what the media calls giving Obama the power of the purse? Yes, they call it permanent debt ceiling increase. That's the headline when you type in Obama wants power of the purse, or you type in Obama wants the power to increase debt limit. It's just a footnote that, oh, he'll now have the power to get us into debt, not the Congress. And not that they're even, they're a bunch of crooks too, but there's at least 500 and something of them. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't believe how dictatorial Obama is. On guns, he's saying he's just going to sign an executive order and ban semi-autos. That is being looked at by the Justice Department right now. That's now mainstream news. Okay? Look it up. He says our military is under NATO-UN control. He signs orders that Congress isn't allowed to see, handing the internet over to the UN, but the UN brags about it. Congress can't see it, but the UN brags about it. Do you understand? I could keep going for a long time about shutting down power plants without law, increasing your power prices, making his buddies that get to stay open more money, giving his buddies waivers on health care. The stinking health care bill doesn't cover pre-existing conditions, was written by the big banks that own the insurance companies, makes 35 million people buy the insurance, has a 3.8 surcharge on all investments. Oh, yeah, on pension funds, your different investments, 401ks, healthcare costs have already exploded, doctors are quitting in mass, people are like, oh, Obama's getting it, 40% of doctors plan to retire the next 2 years. That's the plans to bankrupt it, you fools. Then they're going to emergency reorganize it. Don't you get it? They break it and then take control of it. I mean, it is so painful to watch Boehner up there running around doing what he's doing and to know they ran a political corpse, Mitt Romney, unelectable against Obama. Not that Romney was good. It was all rigged. And then I've had top election experts on, like Bev Harris. You know, they've been hacking democracy out of her book. And she's been a Democrat. And she said they stole the election from Romney. She said that she saw it in the States. She's never seen fraud this big because it's who the elite want. It's not the Democrats. It's the same groups in Europe. And they do debt. And they call it the fiscal cliff in Europe 4 times the last 5 years. We got to have trillions more in taxes or we'll go over the cliff. And they do it. We got to have trillions more. And then the money, lion's share, is paid to foreign banks. Look at these headlines I've got here on this. Look at this. We've got the head of the IMF coming out saying that we need, here it is, Legrand says fiscal cliff threatens U.S. supremacy. See, go into more debt that's just made up because they're signing us on to the megabanks and their debt. They're paying $80 billion a month out to buy bad mortgages. Not from the people themselves. They throw you out of the house. But these big banks that sold some mortgages 30 plus times. Your money. It's $40 billion in one program, $40 billion in another. $80 billion of your money goes to foreign banks. Okay, you understand that? Let me continue. Legrand, here's another one. IMF chief Christine Legrand warns U.S. of worldwide effects of fiscal cliff. Same thing. The Federal Reserve has to bail out Europe or it'll affect us. Now, the U.S. has to bail out the banks or it'll affect Europe. It's all the same mega banks that run it. They are bankrupting us. The poorer we get, the more welfare we go on, and the more they can buy things for pennies on the dollar. Your call straight ahead.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We're going to your phone calls here in a moment. We've got a guest coming up in the next hour. We'll also take calls then. Yeah, the head of the IMF says, hey, you better raise taxes. The French head of it, Lagarde, potato, patata, Legrand, Lagarde, this top globalist. And France has, on average, an 80-plus percent federal tax rate. VAT, income tax, you name it. 80, the highest in the world, they are the model, 80%. I was reading a list of the taxes. The average person pays more than 50 different types of taxes and fines and fees. It's just added on to the water you get, the power you get, your cell phone. Read the bill next time. And so many times it's corporate money. Kind of like University of Texas. It's permanent funds, got $18 billion in it, assets over $100 billion, mostly oil and gas. Richest university in the world. To build a medical school, they get incredible grants and money. They're giant money machines. I get to pay an extra property tax on top of everything, $300 for every household on average. I've got a little bit nicer house, so it's more than that. The point is that it's a total and complete scam. But that's why they've got hundreds of billions of dollars, because they get it from me and you. I mean, there is so much going on. There is so much happening in this world that people need to be made aware of. Now, I said I'd go to your calls, but here's my final point on the fiscal cliff, okay? If we do not come to the realization that there are corrupt corporate insiders that use government to create monopolies, to shut down their competition, to transfer corporate welfare via tax money to them, and that they are anti-free market and say that competition is a sin, so they're scapegoating the free market, saying it doesn't work right now while destroying it. If we don't come to that realization that we have a kleptocratic ruling class and a Congress and a president totally sold out to the point of now the president is becoming a dictator, not even Obama himself, though that could happen. He's a puppet. But the office is becoming a dictatorship. And now Reuters is like, yeah, the UN's meeting right now to take control of the internet. And Russia and China are voting to censor people. And even CBS News and Google itself has to admit that it is the end of the free internet as we know it. And here it is in Reuters. I mean, this is how far things have gone. And so what I want to get across to all of you right now is that you're hearing that Obama has this mandate and that, well, I guess that means we've got to turn our guns in because Obama's in. Well, I guess that means we need socialism. Well, I guess that means it's all a hoax. Obama didn't win the election. And it didn't matter because Romney was just a stand-in, bought and paid for by the same people, too. They're just telling you that's a mandate. Less than 50% of the people in this country voted in this election. Record low turnout. And then a little more than half of those voted for Obama. What, a quarter of the people? Yeah, they've got a big, giant mass of illegal aliens and others. I've got articles right here. Illegal immigrant gets kidney. College pays for it. But the illegal alien, this is in the Chicago Tribune, he says it's not enough. Not enough. He wants more. Says he's not happy. Says right here. But he remains frustrated with other healthcare systems and worries that might leave out an untold number of illegal immigrants in need of life-saving treatments. That's right. Here's the headline right here. Illegal immigrant gets kidney. Loyola covers cost of transplant, but he's not happy. He wants more. Oh, really? Can I go to Mexico and get a free kidney? Can I go to Mexico and have a baby? Can I show up with my wife? Go in. She pops. Have the baby right there. No. I'd be put in a dirt floor cell, beaten, raped. My family told he's never getting out till you pay us $100,000. Oh, but up here, a kidney's not enough. And again, it's all to bankrupt this country. Okay, I'm done. I'm going to your calls. It's a plan, folks. They've done it in Europe. They've done it in third world countries. They're doing it here, and they're telling you, oh, there's a mandate for socialism now. There's a mandate for all of this now. How dare anyone complain? Oh, women now know Republicans hate them, even though the Republicans are staging all this as well at the highest levels and selling us out. Women here, oh, well, women vote Democrat. Oh, because the Democrats, they care so much about you. And there's all these little idiots that think they're winning and the system cares about them while they're being put into bondage. Oh, the government wants to get you a government loan. You're going to pay your tuition now to the government so you get an education in college where there'll never be a job for it. It's called slavery. Okay, let's go to your calls. Travis in Tennessee, what is your take on this, sir?
Hey, Alex. I've listened to you on and off for years, and I guess I've studied politics and the Constitution all my life, and I live by the Constitution. And part of me wanted to disconnect from you because I knew what you were saying was true, but I didn't want to believe it. But I'm watching it. I mean, I'm watching everything. Obama is circumventing the Constitution. And who they brought out to run against Obama was, I mean, it's all a joke. It doesn't matter.
They picked who was for an assault weapons ban, all semi-autos. He wrote Obamacare because the big banks wrote it. He was their front man. who supported him on carbon taxes, on open borders, and now the Republicans say open borders. Yeah, let's get another 30 million in with free welfare and free kidneys and free tuition in most states. Did you know illegals get free tuition and people in the state don't get it? Illegal aliens are God. And why are they God? Because they'll come here and work for less to drive down the wages. Once they've brought America down, the illegal aliens are going to get kicked to the curb. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, no, I was going to tell you this. What's funny here in my state, I know someone that's an illegal alien. He got pulled over. He's not from his country. He didn't have a license. He had to go in and get booked in the jail. And then he was let go.
Oh, no, no, no. Now, I've talked to police on record, but it's been in the news. They are ordered nationwide to release illegals because the judge will give them no fine or $5 fine. DWIs. Assaults. Again, they're God because the globalists want to merge us with Mexico to bring us down, not bring us up. I want the people of Mexico to have a good future. But literally, they're being used as cannons to blow holes in the bottom of the ship. And don't worry, everybody's going to get what they want. We're going belly up. By the time Obama leaves office, there'll be 100 million on food stamps. Land of the free, home of the brave, conquered, destroyed. That's the plan. God bless you, sir. Unless, oh, is he still there?
Where they take everybody off the air that's telling anything true.
I hear you, sir. God bless you. I appreciate your call. They're trying to censor the internet. They're trying to bring back the fairness doctrine to shut down talk radio. All I know is, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to take this serious. You've got to focus. This isn't a game. The mega banks have taken over 100 countries. In the last 50 years, with this system, the IMF World Bank documents have been made public. Joseph Stiglitz, their chief economist, went public about it. Confessions of an Economic Hitman, one of their insiders went public. John Perkins. This is not my opinion. I told you there'd be bailout after bailout after bailout in Europe. I told you they would bankrupt us here because the banks are bankrupting us with zeros and ones they made up. They make a Ponzi scheme so big, get us to sign on to it, have the media tell us it's our debt when it's not our debt, have a giant mass of people on welfare who will go pull the lever to take our guns and make us slaves. That's a democracy. We're a republic. A democracy is two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. Let's go ahead and take another call. Michael in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Mike in Plano. Alex, it's amazing. First of all, let me tell you before I forget, don't you ever feel bad about getting emotional about these subjects? And I've done a lot of research in what you've guided me to look into, and I've also corresponded with Alan Watt a lot. And one of my beliefs, and Alan has agreed with me on this, is that one of the reasons why they let a lot of this information get broadcasted on the air or in the internet, the powers that be want to see what the reaction will be. And if we don't react violently, even in terms of our emotions, not necessarily, taking up arms, but if we don't react when they tell us that they're bankrupting us on purpose, when they're giving away our treasure and our freedoms to help illegal immigrants that shouldn't even be in this country, what they're doing is they're also reinforcing their concept of legalism. They're proving their social Darwinist concept that, see, we're telling them that we're doing this to them, whether it's through the fluoride or the immunizations or stealing their money or just devaluing the currency.
No, I agree. I have had, because, I've had meetings with globalists before off record as a journalist, and they've told me, Alex, the public is scum. They don't want your help. They would kill you in a minute. They hate you. Join us. They're animals. But then I see the globalist. Even if you bought into that argument, they're targeting good, hardworking, smart people wanting to dumb everyone down to make us manageable. So exactly, they're rigging the game, and it's incredible. Citizens can't get health care, even under Obamacare, but illegal aliens get kidneys, and the article says he deserves more. Kidneys aren't enough, you scumbag Americans. You will give them everything.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to have pharmacist Ben Fuchs for most of the hour, but whoever's still on hold, I'll get to in the last segment. We're going to calls right now. I'm ranting and raving because we're being gutted. We're being made slaves. We're taught by the media our whole world is based now on what the government does and our personal lives on the government's fiscal cliff. Government's not supposed to be that big. This is all about government dominating our lives and the social engineers that dominate government totally controlling us. I've got articles where students are allowed 800 calories a day at public schools, and the coaches are saying they need 3,000, and they're having to protest because the federal government says what they can eat. I mean, it's so ridiculous. Let's go to your calls. Let's talk to Brian in Canada. Thanks for holding, and Cynthia, Paul, Brendan, and others. Go ahead, Brian.
Long-time listener, Alex, first-time caller. I appreciate the opportunity. Just wanted to mention to you that I know you're aware of this, but our central banker up here, Mark Carney, is now hanging his hat in London.
Oh, no, they've got foreign bankers shuffled everywhere to run other countries. Yeah, he's going to the Bank of England, and the outgoing head of Bank of England says this is like a new world war. It's so bad.
Right, well, the kind of PR that he has up here, he's a golden boy in a big way. And in fact, I've already read it twice, and I don't doubt it to be true. When he returns from his gig in England, he will be Canada's next prime minister.
Yeah, they always say that. Well, this is just the way it is. He'll be in, kind of like Obama 4 years before 2008. You know, he was at the DNC. Nobody knew who he was. They said, well, there's the next president right there.
Right. Well, anyways, I know you're aware of him, and so I just want to keep an eye on him, and hopefully the Watson brothers will be able to keep an eye on him over there.
We're going to try to, brother. What do you think about this fiscal cliff garbage? I mean, you know, the globalists have already fully conquered Canada, beautiful, wonderful country, not knocking it, so they're not trying to get you in as deep a debt, but they are really getting ready to bankrupt us here.
Well, yeah, I've been pushed off the fiscal cliff myself personally, but Canada actually is not in bad shape in terms of its economy. However, the social engineering up here, Alex, you know this to be true, and I know your listeners know this, but that's really the one thing that is so noticeable anymore, the social engineers who just go around beating their chest, telling you how you should live. So that's why I love you to death, man, because I know that you can talk about a lot of things, but one in particular that everybody knows is the social engineering. It's just got to stop.
Oh, they henpeck everywhere now in the grocery store at Whole Foods. They walk over and tell you have too many kids, and the people that work there come over and tell you good choices. Let me show this article since you made that point. Thank you, Brian. I saw this on Friday, didn't cover it. I was in BBC, rap music fan who shouted N-word at black man, who was his friend coming over to see him, is cleared of racism as magistrate accepts he was using street slang. They arrest you now, and they have secret agents. If you say, I don't like immigrants, who, by the way, are tools of the government, if you say you don't like the euro, you're arrested. England is becoming a total police state. And here's another one from England. This is the global model. France, the same way. Woman sentenced to a year in prison for having Al-Qaeda magazine. Folks, Inspire is a total CIA-produced front. You know, our own government runs Al-Qaeda right now in Libya publicly and Syria. But this, a print-off of a supposed Al-Qaeda, I mean, you could be a researcher. You could be whatever. We've actually printed off Inspire before to show it to people on air. Oh, she's been arrested, and she's going to serve a year in jail for what she was reading in England. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, I'll never forget. It was in college, and we were writing a paper about World War II. I'd actually read it before, as I was into World War II, very interesting history. And I walked into a bookstore at the mall, and I went into the World War II, and they had Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf. The one I bought was orange with white on it and had Hitler on the front. And I walked over, and I bought it. The lady freaked out behind the counter and just like, I can't tell this to you. Somebody else, oh my gosh. And I didn't go, oh, politically. Oh, I was like, lady, just because you read something doesn't mean you agree with it. I mean, I've read the writings of Mao Zedong and Joseph Stalin as well as Lenin. I mean, it's incredibly interesting. That doesn't mean I'm a Bolshevik. These people are just, he knows how to read.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live in the second hour. Thank you so much for joining us. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has been a, mainline pharmacist for a long time and one of the biggest compounding pharmacists in Colorado. He's developed a lot of things used nationwide, and he's one of our advisors here on air, along with medical doctors like Dr. Joel Wallach, but also people like Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, who's a brain surgeon. He was the first I ever heard about, I don't know, more than 10 years ago on my show, talking about how the statin drugs are basically eating people's brains. So we're told any type of fat, any type of cholesterol is bad, and then we wonder why the degenerative diseases in brains are exploding. Now, I say that's the first time I heard about it as a talk show host. I remember, because I have an epileptic uncle from a motorcycle accident, I remember him saying, hey, I'm not having as many seizures anymore. I don't take as much medication because they put me on certain type of fats. And that was when I was in high school about 22 years ago. So this is actually known. And then you have Ted Anderson, who allows me to tell this story. His dad, Ted Anderson, who owns the Genesis Network that I've been on for 15 years, his dad got on the longevity products that we have at InfoWarsHealth.com. And he got on the essential fatty acids, the Osteo FX, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and went from not knowing who he was and couldn't go fishing to the sores on his arms healing, knowing who he was. It was miraculous. But the doctor said, no, you're not allowed to take the EFAs. You're not allowed to take Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It has vitamin K in it. Never had a stroke, never had a heart attack. They have him on Coumadin. Basically, he has scurvy. So I saw that happen. But I want to play this clip and then get to this, because this is the cholesterol conspiracy. And it ties into the statins, but also how they're reversing, in many cases, Alzheimer's now, which is coconut oil, but then with the different types of essential fatty acid oils from seeds, other things. We're going to get Ben Fuchs, compounding pharmacist, nationally syndicated radio host on Genesis, the hour before me every day, The Bright Side. Fuchs is registered pharmacist, nutritionist, cosmetic chemist, and founder of Econo Comp Pharmacy and Rocky Mountain Natural Laboratories. And he joins us now. BrightsideBen.com is one of his websites. You can find all his videos and info at InfoWarsHealth.com. But before we go to him, I set him up last week for the Sunday show. But I'm driving yesterday afternoon. I hear Kenny Rohmeyer, who does weekday shows but also weekend shows, with these compounding pharmacists. Sometimes on that show they have doctors on. They were playing a clip from CBN, national television, saying something I already knew about what getting people on the proper oils and fats is doing for people with Alzheimer's. Now, I've seen it, but the doctors say, no, do not do that, because that would then cut into their money. So we're going to get pharmacist Ben Fuchs to break this down. But here's a few minutes. I'm going to post the full report up at InfoWars.com. It's being posted there right now. Here they are on CBN, of all places. That's Pat Roberts' big network, breaking this down. Here's the report.
Steve Newport's Alzheimer's disease has slowed considerably. Some of his symptoms even reversed, thanks to an unlikely treatment prescribed by his wife, Dr. Mary Newport, a physician who runs a neonatology ward at a Tampa, Florida hospital. She became determined to help her husband after he failed the so-called Alzheimer's clock test.
He drew a few little circles and several numbers just in a very random pattern. Didn't really look anything like a clock. And the doctor pulled me aside and she said, you know, he's actually on the verge of severe Alzheimer's at this point. He's beyond moderate. So that was very, very devastating news.
Dr. Newport began learning everything she could about her husband's disease.
It appears to be a type of diabetes of the brain. And it's a process that starts happening at least 10 or 20 years before you start having symptoms. And it's very similar to type 1 or type 2 diabetes in that you develop a problem with insulin.
In this case, insulin problems prevent brain cells from accepting glucose, their primary fuel. Without it, the cells eventually die. But there is an alternative fuel, ketones, which the cells easily accept. Ketones are metabolized in the liver after you eat medium-chain triglycerides, which are found in coconut oil. So Dr. Newport added coconut oil to Steve's diet. Just 2 weeks later, he took the clock test again, and as you can see, demonstrated stunning improvement.
I thought at the time, was it just good luck? Was it a lot of prayer? Was it the coconut oil? And I thought, well, we're going to keep the coconut oil going.
Then 3 weeks later, he took the clock test a third time and continued to get better. And it wasn't just intellectually. He also improved emotionally and physically.
He was not able to run. He was able to run again.
All right, let's stop right there. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't get leafy vegetables, vitamin C, your skin opens up, you get scurvy, you start bleeding to death. Old wounds open up. You become mentally retarded. Now, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, this is the type of stuff on CBN. I'm hearing this on local radio now. So the good news is it's breaking out, but it's only a small part of it. And you are the expert because, believe me, I've done my research. Dr. Blaylock calls it a basic chronic inflammation from vaccines, heavy metals, not enough, you know, healthy fats. He says these low fat plus the statins literally eat your brain. What is your take on this? We're going to break in 3 minutes, but I wanted to play that to introduce you to get into the cholesterol conspiracy where we're told cholesterol, fats are bad, but go ahead and break it down for us. What's happening here?
I'll break it down in one sentence for you, Alex. Cholesterol is the most versatile, functional, and vital chemical in your body. It protects your body. It builds your body. It's a precursor to all of your growth and repair and youth hormones. If you wanted to systematically destroy the health of a population, you couldn't do it better than to convince them to take poison drugs to suppress their body's ability to make this critically important stuff.
And you know, they're acting like this lady discovered it. Well, she discovered it for herself doing some searches, but this has been out for decades and decades. And that's what makes me angry. The medical system knows this.
Well, she was talking about something very interesting called the ketogenic diet. And the ketogenic diet is something that I've been talking about for many years. And it's something that we've known, medical folks have known as effective for seizures for many years. Seizure disorders, which are obviously a brain.
Yeah, that's what they told my uncle 20-something years ago.
Yeah, the ketogenic diet is tried and true. But what happened about the 1930s and 1940s, basically the 1940s, pharmaceutical manufacturing and pharmaceutical science really advanced to a degree where they could manipulate the body so powerfully and so effectively and with such high profit margins, because these chemicals are so cheap, that all of these things like the ketogenic diet and coconut oil and using nutrients to treat diseases kind of went by the wayside as we got... not just us, but doctors in medical schools and pharmacists in pharmacy schools got convinced at the professional level that anything that wasn't high tech, that wasn't pharmaceutical, that wasn't developed in a laboratory somewhere was primitive.
Sure, sure. Well, that's like white bread. When my mother was a kid in the 50s,
same idea.
She would see signs saying, untouched by human hands. And they make a joke saying, what's a monkey doing? But white bread was high tech. So it's the same thing. The drugs and everything, medicine is white bread, basically.
This, way worse than white bread.
No, but I mean, that's the idea, though.
Yes, the metaphor. It's the same idea. The white bread was considered to be high tech, and if you ate the dark bread with all that was unprocessed and that was raw, that you were somehow less than. And this whole social elitism is a way that the population is manipulated. And I was very.
No! They always tell you it's a fad. It's cool to be a slave, and the yuppies go run off the nearest cliff. Stay there. We're gonna come right back. You're gonna have the floor. We're gonna break down the cholesterol conspiracy, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have to have your brain rot. They're murdering you. Now they want to put statins in the water supply. We'll cover that when we come back. They're killing us. Statins eat the brain, according to Dr. Blaylock.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is so frustrating to know Ted Anderson for 15 years. To have been up hunting with him and fishing many times in Minnesota, to know his family, to know his sons and daughters. And he says, no, use the story. He goes, I'm going to respect my father and mother. He's the owner of the Genesis Network. One of the biggest radio, have almost 1,000 affiliates with all their hosts right now. One of the biggest, it's right behind Talk Radio Network and Clear Channel. And his dad knew who he was again in just a few months. It was miraculous with the longevity products from InfoWarsHealth.com. And his doctor said go off of him, and he didn't know who he is again. But the doctor is now God. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, explaining to people, we just played CBN with just one angle of this, your knowledge. I'm not just saying this is light years ahead of it. This is primitive grasping in the dark with those guys. But God bless them. That's the trail of knowledge. They'll get into higher terrain someday. What is going on in the brain? What is happening? All I knew was my uncle was told, have these type of fats in your diets, coconut oil, but also other oils, and you'll stop having seizures, and it really helped him. What is going on here? What's happening in the brain? What does the system not want us to know? But not just about trying to reverse and having success against Alzheimer's and the epidemic of neurological disorders. Now they're saying young people are getting it, or all the other neurological disorders, but also ways to boost the brain. Break this down for us.
Alex, what we're experiencing is a global breakdown of the body. Human beings are breaking down. And when you think about all the stuff that's going on, all the things that we're ingesting, all the things that we're breathing, the way that we're eating, our nutritional deficiencies, fluoride in the water, it would be crazy to think it could be otherwise. So the body is breaking down, or all of our bodies are breaking down. The four systems in the body that break down the quickest, and these are the systems that move the fastest, are the digestive system, the skin, the cardiovascular system, and the nervous system and the brain. These are systems that are moving fast, they're using up energy, and under conditions of global breakdown, these are going to be the systems that suffer the most. So when Dr. Blaylock, whose work is tremendous, and I'm a big fan of Dr. Blaylock, when he says it's inflammation, he's hit the nail right on the head. What we're experiencing in the brain is inflammation. And when there is inflammation, by inflammation, I'm talking microscopic inflammation, not the kind of inflammation that most of us think about when we think of inflammation. We think of like a swollen ankle or something. I'm talking micro-inflammation at the nerve level. When you get this inflammatory process locally at the nerve level, cells break down. They begin to get dysfunctional. They die. When they die, they leave more inflammatory factors. There's a component of the brain called the glia, which is like the glue. It's almost as if the brain were raisin bread and nerve cells are raisins. And the glia is the bread. And this stuff called the glia is where a lot of these inflammatory factors start to build up. And you get a global breakdown of brain health in the same fashion as happens in the heart, in the skin, in the digestive tract, and really in all the systems of the body, but in those four systems primarily. So the way you address the brain is the way you address anything. You give the body nutrients. You remove the toxins. You do the things that the body needs to have done.
And that's what Blaylock says. No MSG, no aspartame.
No, exactly.
They allow in all the fast food restaurants. When I first heard this a decade ago, I didn't believe it, and I searched it. Search McNuggets have plastic in them, or McNuggets have silicone, and it's CNN. They're allowed to put plastic in there. I mean, this, because they call it an additive. Let's expand on this, though. What's happening with the explosions of Alzheimer's and neurological disorders, and what have you found? Why did this happen with Ted Anderson's dad? Why did he get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the EFAs that Dr. Wallach has set up, and the OsteoFX? Why did it cause that reversal?
The beautiful thing about the body is the more deficient we are, the faster the body absorbs nutrients. The sicker we are, the faster we recover. And the systems that recover the quickest are the skin, the heart, or the circulatory system, the digestive system, and the brain. So when you start a nutritional supplement program, the first thing you notice is you're thinking more clearly, you have better brain function, you have better memory, you have better learning, in addition to skin diseases start to improve, digestive ailments start to improve, and your blood, your circulatory health issues will start to improve as well. These are the things you notice, and you notice them quickly. And that's the beautiful thing about the nutritional supplement program that we're talking about here. When you get yourself on a nutritional supplement program, it does not take long for you to notice results. It's not like you have to wait 30 days. Ted noticed results. Ted's dad will notice results within days, within 1 or 2 days.
But again, this is my point. I understand all that. What I want to get into is, because I heard you on your show, I think it was Wednesdays when I set you up for the broadcast, breaking down cholesterol, the brain, how it affects hormones. I want to get into that in the next segment. But right now, I want to talk about the system. I'm not just up here saying this. I just played CBN saying it. I just heard all these pharmacists and doctors and people on the radio breaking it down. They know this. These pharmacists were talking about just flaxseed oil, fish oil, the EFAs, the coconut oil, about how it's across the board. It's like the system knows this. If we get this out, we can save a lot of people, unless the chronic inflammation goes too far and damages the brain too much. Then you're so brain damaged, it just stops the brain damage process, but it's already too far gone. That's what Dr. Blaylock says.
Well, you know, you don't want to get to the place where it's too far gone, but there's a lot you can do before it's too far gone. A lot you can do. And one of the most important things, Alex, is not to participate by eating the kinds of foods that we're conditioned to eat. You know, we're entranced to participate in a system that is systematically designed to kill us. We're willing participants in this system. And there's no more classic example than to take a statin drug. When you take a statin drug, you are voluntarily going to take your poison, voluntarily going to take your suicide pill, because that statin drug, no matter what the statistics tell you, from a biochemical standpoint, cannot help but shorten your life. Did you hear that? How important that is? Anybody on a statin drug should understand this. Taking a statin drug cannot help but shorten your life from a biochemical standpoint. Now, I'm not talking about, are there studies to show it, or are there clinicals that prove it? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking strictly from a biochemical standpoint. You're adding to the poison load that your body has to deal with on top of already overloaded poison.
Okay, so this is revolutionary. Let's just take Alzheimer's. The products we've got discounted, people can sign them, get the free shipping at InfoWarsHealth.com. Because, folks, I not only is this fun to our broadcast, this is stuff that I promoted for 2 years. I've seen what it does, and I've seen the medical reports out there. You know, Dr. Wallach, you name it, they are the kings of developing the best systems. I was just talking to another national manufacturer of supplements the other day, and they said, no, these longevity systems are the best. What would you tell, in the 1 minute we've got before break, somebody who's having neurological breakdown, what they grab bag call Alzheimer's, what would you tell them to go on?
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, first and foremost, and I'll tell you why. The Beyond Tangy Tangerine is a high concentration of nutrients that are specific for stress and specific for the brain, namely the B vitamins and vitamin C. And you get a mega dose of this stuff. And
by so the they've way, got the B- brain scurvy, yeah.
Basically, it's like brain scurvy, exactly. Vitamin C is a major anti-inflammatory vitamin and a major anti-stress vitamin. And the B-complex is very important for neural conduction. And then there's the minerals in the BTT, and it all comes in a potable, in a drinkable format. And that's the neat thing, and that's what I'm always telling people about, that Beyond Tangy Tangerine. I know people get sick of hearing about it, whatever. I've been doing this for 16 years, Alex, almost 17 years with Longevity products. There was a product before BTT called Tangy Tangerine, and I have seen the results, and I couldn't live with myself.
Stay there. We're going to go to break. Stay there.
Well, I have been pushed. I think it's about time that somebody teach these varmints a little lesson about morality and about what it's like to be a decent, upstanding member of a society.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, I'll be just point blank with listeners. My policy is honesty. It's so easy to only promote what I believe in. Government comes and puts a gun to your head, takes your money, and then uses it in propaganda and television media against you. We come here and promote sponsors we believe in. And by the way, Ben Fuchs is not a sponsor. He's a friend of mine and somebody I listen to who's really smart. I have lost over 40 pounds on longevity products. They're not even advertised as a weight loss product. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. Totally transformative, going on the EFAs, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Polymers Plus, OsteoFX. Ted Anderson was going to have surgery, went to 5 different doctors on his knee. OsteoFX, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the other products. It's because the soils have been depleted. They don't put the potash anymore in the soils. Plants will grow with 3 nutrients. You need 90. And Beyond Tangy Tangerine has 115 vegetables and fruits in it. And it's got the plant-derived minerals in it. It's got a ORAC score of 5,745. Nobody can top that. All the products, the whole catalog, discounted, of Youngevity is available at InfoWarsHealth.com. And I would suggest, ladies and gentlemen, that you give it a try. You can go there, sign up, become a distributor and get discounts, or sign up for auto ship and get free shipping at InfoWarsHealth.com. And we've created an incredible team of pharmacists and different types of doctors, but also just people that have been trained by them. When you call the toll-free number, they can answer all of your questions at InfoWarsHealth.com, 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277. Write it down. Call them today. They're there. Or call them tomorrow, 888-789-9277. And if you want to sign up and become a distributor of the great products and be a part of the InfoWars team, 877-551-1301. You can get big discounts doing that as well. My dad promotes it. My dad, like 2 years ago, was like, oh, yeah, vitamins, minerals. I know they're good, but I've got my own garden and I blah, blah, blah. He's like, whoa. My mother, a triathlete, is like, man, this took me back 10 years. You know, turn the clock back. I only promote what I believe in. And Dr. Wallach, who founded this company 17 years ago, he knows what he's doing. And it dovetails with all the other doctors I've interviewed, medical doctors like Blaylock and others. And then I play CBN with a medical doctor. Her husband doesn't know who he is. And in 2 weeks, he does on one oil. And they're telling you, oh, oils are all bad. But if you want to go to the local hamburger place and eat plastic in the dough, that's okay. All right, I'm going to give you the floor here. But I keep going back to the system. I know you're about the solution, but people don't understand, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, syndicated radio host, researcher, one of the biggest compounding pharmacies in your state, Colorado. Go over the molecular breakdown, because this is a conspiracy. I mean, I know you like to be a nice guy, but medical doctors now are great if your leg's broken, great if you're in a car wreck. A lot of them are nice men and women, but they have the lowest longevity of anybody I know. Talk about those statistics. Dead doctors.
That's a great point. Let me tell you something about doctors. If you went to the IRS and you told them, here's my tax forms, I doctored them, what would they say? See, doctoring, when we doctor, we create a false impression. To doctor something is to manipulate something so it appears to be one way when it really isn't. So when we say we doctor, even the etymological nature of the word itself implies some kind of falsity or some kind of fraudulence.
Monkeying.
This tinkering around, something that's not legit. And that's the problem, because doctors are not biochemists. Their job is to jury-rig the system and charge you for it. Our job is to take care of the system. And this is why nutrition is so important. This is why what I talk about is so important. We can't really blame the doctors for what they do. It's the medical model and it's the manipulation. You know, there may be an element of profiteering that's involved. There may be an element of social engineering. Somebody called last hour. He was talking about social engineering. I thought that was very interesting, because certainly we are engineered through our health. But the bottom line, Alex, is we can take care of it ourselves. We can fix ourselves. We don't need to go to a doctor. This is the message that I talk about on the Bright Side every day. We don't need doctors unless you get hit by a bus. Unless you need something.
But what's amazing is, what's the average life expectancy? It's 74 in the U.S. Our life expectancy is dropping. But for doctors, it's something like 56. I mean, these guys are incredibly unhealthy. And I've seen studies that the most unhealthy food in the country is in hospitals.
Oh, my God. Have you seen, they have McDonald's in hospitals. Have you seen the kind of food they, you don't go to hospital. There's a subset of the population that goes to the hospitals a lot. And this subset of the population is the same subset that interfaces with the medical model. You and I aren't interfacing with the medical model to the extent that a large subset of the population is. So when they say there's 4 billion prescriptions served in this country, I don't take any prescriptions. And I know a lot of people who don't take any prescriptions. That means somebody's taken 24 or 36 or 48 prescriptions. And it's a very significant, it's well into the tens, perhaps even in hundreds of millions millions of people. And so the bottom line is, Alex, nobody's forcing us to go through the drive-thru. We are entranced. We are somehow hypnotized. And there's all kinds of brain manipulation through television and advertising and marketing. And these drug companies and food companies understand our brains much better than we understand our brains. So we do have to take some initiative. We do have to put some energy into it. And that's why you got to pick up the phone and order supplements, for example. That's why you got to participate. You know, it's one thing to hear these things, but it takes a certain amount of energy to break the inertia. There's a body that's not in motion tends to not stay in motion, not go into motion. To paraphrase one of the laws of thermodynamics, is things or of physical movement, things don't move unless you put energy into them. There's a certain inertia that has to be busted through. And so most people don't do that. But the fact of the matter is nobody's forcing us to eat the food we're eating. Nobody's forcing us to not take supplements or nobody's preventing us yet from taking supplements. There are elements that we can participate in terms of taking care of our body that will allow us to get past this medical model, this healthcare cartel that we are confronted with. And by the way, it's about to get worse, much worse, because now the medical model is going to be codified into the law. The medical model is now going to be part of the legislature. And so generations to come are now going to be compelled to interface with the medical model to a degree that it would have been a wild dream and fantasy of a pharmaceutical executive a mere 50 or 60 years ago.
And I just put the New York Times up saying put 8-year-olds and up on statins. They're calling for putting it in the water supply. They already put sodium fluoride in the water. Specifically, getting back to the cholesterol conspiracy, they know that when they put them on statins, it literally shuts down the brain process and begins the accelerated death of the brain.
Alex, we got to talk about cholesterol for a little bit because people don't really understand how critically important this stuff is.
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
I was dead air. Okay. People don't understand how critically important cholesterol is. Cholesterol, number one, let me just give you a few things about cholesterol. Cholesterol is a raw material that is converted into all of your growth and youth and repair and stress-fighting hormones. That is number one. That's just the first incredibly important thing that cholesterol is. Secondly, cholesterol is a key component of the membranes that surround cells and intercellular structures. Inside of a cell, you've got hundreds of thousands of little tiny structures, and each one of those tiny structures has its own shell or membrane. So anywhere there's a membrane, you are going to find cholesterol. Thirdly, cholesterol is the most abundant of all the fatty steroid substances in the body. And anytime the body is making something that abundantly, you do not want to mess with it. Fourthly, cholesterol is highly protective. The reason it's found in blood vessels and thought to be associated with heart disease is because it's protecting the blood vessels. And so the logic of the medical model, they must know this. Biochemists all know this. So your point is well taken that perhaps, you know, there's some insidious, nefarious.
Well, let's stay there. Yeah, let's explain what's happening with the heart disease on the other side. Stay with us. We'll be right back with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's so frustrating that government now, run by insurance companies and banks, runs healthcare. And I read the bill. It's death panels. It's cutting back on care. It's giving you a cane instead of eye surgery. It's forced drugging kids in school. I want to put all kids on Ritalin and Prozac. I mean, it's so obviously predatory, like Rick Perry lying and saying it was the law to take Gardasil shots that didn't even protect you from papilloma and cervical cancer. I mean, it's just when you research, it's all a fraud, but you still see the whole medical system just in everyone's face as we get sicker and sicker, as cancer explodes, as neurological disorders explode. And then I just read the horror stories and talk to medical doctor after medical doctor where people are put on statins and just become vegetables within a month or a few years max. And it's incredible. What would you do if you had, quote, high cholesterol? What's really going on here? And you were getting into plaques in the arteries. What's happening there?
The arteries are breaking down because of malnutrition and poor digestion, food intolerances. The body's repair mechanisms involve cholesterol. The body's protective mechanisms involve cholesterol. And this is a very important role that cholesterol plays that nobody talks about. Cholesterol is a protective substance in and of itself. And the body will send it to areas that need protection. And as the circulatory system breaks down because we're sick, because we're eating crappy food, because our digestion sucks, because we're malnourished, as the circulatory system breaks down, the body sends cholesterol to those areas. Along with the debris of broken red blood cells, you end up getting these plaques that are made up of calcium and iron and cholesterol. And what the medical model is, the hypothesis is that it's the cholesterol that's causing the heart disease. Now, it's true you have plaques there, and plaques are going to impede the flow of blood, but the problem is the global breakdown of the body. And this is so important, Alex, because the medical model wants us to look at all of the fruits of the tree.
But wasn't it like 50-plus years ago that Linus Pauling, the doctor, got two different Nobel Prizes, one of them for vitamin C with breakdown of arteries and things from not enough vitamin C? I mean, these people aren't getting enough vitamin C. They're eating crud all day, and they wonder why their connective tissue is degenerating.
If you want to protect yourself from high cholesterol, take vitamin C. Not only will you save a heck of a lot of money, you won't have to go to the doctor, you won't have insurance, you won't be poisoning yourself, and it'll really do something. If you take a statin drug, what you do is you suppress your body's ability to make it one of its most protective substances, perhaps its most important raw material substance, and arguably the single most functional and versatile chemical in the
structure of the cell. What about women? Women, record numbers going into early puberty, early menopause, all sorts of problems. They're on these low-fat diets. How does that tie in?
Oh, that's called xenoestrogenicity. Xeno for foreign estrogen, referring to the hormone estrogen. And this is another scam that you and I should talk about sometime. And that's the idea of hormone replacement therapy and putting women on toxic estrogen. Estrogen is an extremely toxic substance. It's only supposed to be in the body in quick, short bursts. And not only do we put women on estrogen therapy, and that's a whole other scandal that we're going to talk about on the bright side for the next few days. Not only do they put women on hormone replacement therapy, but we are surrounded with these foreign estrogens. And one of the things that estrogens do is they make little girls reach puberty very early. They have a very powerful feminizing effect.
Yeah, they've now moved from 14 to 10 being the average. Some three-year-olds now. And the doctor's thing is, we'll just put you on hormones to block that. Not, let's find out why you're going into puberty at 5 years old.
Well, you know what the man's version of that clinical manifestation is? The man's version is impotence, infertility, and obesity.
And boys starting to go into puberty at 15 instead of 12.
And a feminization
of
men.
So we're becoming feminine, and the boys' testicles aren't dropping now. Yeah, that's and the size of the male member is shrinking. That's mainstream news. They're just murdering us with the bisphenol A and all the rest of it.
Exactly, exactly. Sperm counts are dropping. Men are becoming feminized.
Oh, no, 89% drop now. It was about 80. The new numbers came in Europe and the U.S., 89. We'll soon be completely sterile. But everything's okay, pharmacist.
Be completely sterile. That's exactly it. That's what I'm telling you. It couldn't be more, if they was wanted to do it in a systematic fashion, it couldn't be more perfect. And to take a drug, to be complicit, to voluntarily line up, to take a drug that prevents your body from making cholesterol, you can't help but court disaster. And all of the things that happen associated with a drop in cholesterol, things like muscle, severe muscle diseases, brain dysfunction, all of these are the manifestations of a drop in cholesterol, in addition to the toxic burden, the poison burden that taking a statin drug puts on the body. That's a whole nother issue. This burdening of the poison control system in the body. You know, the body has a poison control system, an emergency detoxifying system. And this system was not designed, let alone to take in the stuff we're breathing and drinking and eating. It most certainly was not designed to take drugs.
It's incredible, though. People think drugs are fancy, so it couldn't be the incredible InfoWars Health Ultimate Dietary Supplement, EAF, system with the flaxseed, all these special acids that have been mixed together in this proprietary system by Dr. Blaylock, by Dr. Wallach. I mean, it just couldn't be that something as simple as this would help me. No, no, no. It couldn't be beyond Tangy Tangerine that's got everything you need. I mean, if folks do one thing, it's this. And yes, it's a win-win-win. We fund our media operation, the news, the films, all of this with things we believe in. We're not funded by taxpayers. And folks, I'm here to tell you, I searched and searched. You notice for like 15 years of 17 years on air, you didn't hear me promoting dietary supplements because I looked and looked and looked, and some were good, some were bad. This is the company. Over 300 products at InfoWarsHealth.com. Discounted. You can sign up and get free shipping. Go to InfoWarsHealth.com. Get the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Get the ultimate dietary supplement EFA with, I mean, because you're not, again, I searched saying, oh, are they really the best? This mix of fatty acids is, tell people why InfoWarsHealth.com and the products we have there are so special.
Because you'll notice results, not in 30 days and not in 2 weeks. You'll notice results, especially with the BTT, but you'll notice results with, say, the Alex Start Pack in a matter of days. In a matter of days. And the results will be visible results. They'll be the kind of results that you can see in the mirror. In other words, you're going to start to lose weight and you're going to start to look good. But what you're not going to see is that you're going to be adding years to your life. And that's really what it's all about.
Well, again, what's amazing is that so much of this was actually I already knew it. I'd read it in medical journals. The system knows this. Ben, you're too nice. I mean, the Rockefellers took over medicine, as you know, about 80 years ago. They say there's too many of us. And this whole program, I mean, this whole system is just, well, our life expectancy is going down, Ben.
Alex, we have more doctors per capita, and we spend more money per capita on healthcare than any country in the history of the planet, and we are the sickest country in the history of the planet. Nobody notices. It's like we're in this fog, where it's like we're being hypnotized. We're in this hypnotic trance of some kind. We don't notice that we're dying on the vine. We're like a piece of fruit that's rotting on the vine.
Well, I hope people just take the challenge. I hope they get the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the EFAs, the Polymers Plus, the Longevity Osteo FX Plus, all discounted right now at InfoWarsHealth.com. And your purchase there also supports what we're doing. And every few months, I like to have Ben Fuchs, the pharmacist, or a medical doctor on, or you know, some of the other people, because, I mean, I have medical doctors on who aren't, I'm not even involved with, and they say the same thing. And then I'm listening to the show yesterday on one of our local affiliates, and they've got people on and pharmacists and experts saying the same thing, and CBN saying it. I think that's the good news, Ben Fuchs, is that this stuff that I never used to hear about is now I'm hearing about it all over the place. Are you starting to see an awakening as well?
Well, you got to be careful because there's wolves everywhere. But you know what? It's an info war, and it's a war of information. And ultimately, you can't, if people are willing to participate, you can't keep people down. That's what I believe.
Well, sure. But I mean, are you not starting to hear more and more people become aware?
More, obviously, more with the internet, with shows like yours. I mean, obviously, more and more. Dr. Wallach's message, a lot of people are catching on to Dr. Wallach's message. You know, Dr. Wallach's been doing this for many, many years, and it's only been the last couple of years people have started to catch on to this idea. And I find that in my practice as well. More and more people are more savvy. Younger people tend to be smarter. You know, the older folks, they're not as hip to this. The younger folks, they tend to be a little bit more savvy.
Oh, every time I go to a drugstore, they go, "Do you want a flu shot?" And I'm like, they've never guessed the proper flu shot, A. B, Canadian government study doubles your chances of getting the flu. You're not supposed to give it to pregnant women, but you say, no. They're like, oh, that's not true. You know, I've done research. They haven't. You know, I've had like it doesn't even matter. It's just so frustrating.
You used a great word earlier. You said predatory. It's predatory, and we're prey. And you don't have to be prey. I don't believe we have to be prey, but it is a predatory kind of thing. It is.
God bless you, pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Thank you so much. I hope everybody, look, just get coconut oil. At least do that. At least realize, ladies and gentlemen, that your brain's made out of fats. Go do the research. The statins are a death sentence, according to the medical doctors we've interviewed. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, InfoWars.com, PrismaPlanet.tv. We did post that CBN report about reversing the Alzheimer's with the coconut oil. Check that out. If your brain's too far gone, I'm sorry. We're trying to help you.